Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel White III with the Scripture and the Sense podcast number 113, where I read the Word of God from the Holy Bible and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source such as the Bible Knowledge Commentary or Matthew Henry's Commentary. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah 8:8, where it says Ezra and the Levites read in the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading of the Word of God. The aim of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God, the Holy Bible, and the giving of the sense of it, the understanding of it, the church would be revived and the world would be awakened. Dear friends, today we are reading Daniel chapter 5, verses 22 through 24. The Bible reads, "And thou, his son, O Belshazzar, hast not humbled thine heart, though thou knewest all this, but hast lifted up thyself against the Lord of heaven, and they have brought the vessels of his house, the Lord's house, before thee, and thou and thy lords, thy wives, and thy concubines have drunk wine in them, and thou hast praised the gods of silver and gold, of brass, iron, wood, and stone, which see not, nor hear, nor know, and the God in whose hand thy breath is, and whose are all thy ways, hast thou not glorified." Then was the part of the hand sent from him, and this writing was written. Ladies and gentlemen, I just read in your hearing Daniel chapter 5, verses 22 through 24. Now here is the sense of it, or the understanding of it, from the Bible Knowledge Commentary. Belshazzar knew what his predecessor had experienced and should have learned from it. However, Belshazzar had not done so. In fact, he had openly challenged the Lord of heaven by drinking from the holy goblets taken from the holy temple in Jerusalem, and by praising man-made false gods. They have no life, but by contrast, the true God not only has life, but held Belshazzar's life in his hand. Perhaps Daniel intended an interesting wordplay by adding that God who held Belshazzar's life in his hand sent a hand to write him a message. Belshazzar, knowing about God, failed to honor and respect God.
And Belshazzar, therefore, was in a whole lot of trouble. And we'll pick it up here on tomorrow, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live. Beloved, thank you for listening to the Scripture and the Sense podcast. Remember to read the Word of God each and every day and pray without ceasing to God for wisdom, to understand it and apply it to your life. Most importantly, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Now please stay tuned for a complete presentation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ so that you can get your soul saved from hell and saved to that wonderful place called heaven when you die. May God bless you and keep you is my prayer.
So dear friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and you want to get to know him today, all you have to do is believe that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and you will be saved. For the Bible says in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, the Word of God is the foundation to a successful life. May God bless you.
If you look at the hard left and how they treat law enforcement in the last five or six